Dr. Sabic taking an office note on patient Thomas Mercier, Mercier, Thomas, Thomas, date of birth is 2/13/1972, date of service is 3/19/2024, per paragraph, the patient is 52-year-old white gentleman who presents to my office today for nephrology follow-up period. His best medical history includes history of end-stage renal disease, had been on dialysis, peritoneal dialysis for 4 months prior to getting a living related kidney transplant from his sister in Phoenix, Arizona in 2013. Next history of BK virus nephropathy treated, next hypertension. Period. Past surgical history includes kidney transplant in 2013 and partial parathyroidectomy. Period. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, patient engaged, has 2 kids, no smoking, alcohol, he drinks 1 cocktail a day, no drug use. He works as a corporate trainer as a massage therapist. Family history, father with hypertension, Parkinson's disease, mother is healthy. Sister, one sister has donated to him, cousins, all cousins has ADPKD. Let's go back to past medical history. The reason for his end-stage renal disease was polycystic kidney disease, period. Go back to review of systems, reveals no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or abdominal pain reported, no urinary symptomatology, no nocturia, no leg swelling. He does report numbness of his right pinky finger on and off, period. Immunization, all other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, he received 3 shots of the COVID-19 injections, period. Paragraph on physical exam, his vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupil generally active alert and accommodation, injected conjunctiva and anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no dead pupil. Paragraph next up, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm. Normal S1S2, no murmurs heard, no friction heard, lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or resistance heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, no neuro exam is done focal. Current medications include hydralazine 50 mg twice a day, lisinopril 20 mg daily, mycophenolate 500 mg twice a day, and tacrolimus 1 mg every 12 hours, period, paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, living related kidney transplant in 2013. Less creatinine was 1.2, which is around his baseline. Continue current immunosuppressive therapy. We are going to check tacrolimus level and check for proteinuria and follow closely. Next diagnosis, hypertension. Patient ran out of his lisinopril. We are going to renew and recheck on his blood pressure. Period. Paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in 3 weeks to discuss the workup earlier if need be and report. Thanks.